1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in Las Vegas, where it is really hot. Temps soaring in the triple digits. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It's a little warm, huh?
The dog days of summer are already here in parts of the Southwest, even before the official start of the season in 2 weeks. This Las Vegas pup donned protective shoes for a walk, followed by a dip in a kiddie pool.
Correspondent Ben Tracy tells us, while it does tend to get steamy in Vegas, this is really early for this kind of heat.
People are not acclimated to this kind of heat yet. Extreme heat is the most deadly natural weather phenomenon in the United States. It actually kills more people than hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods combined.
And experts say this could be the new normal. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders has died. Hundreds of millions of people listened as he read from the book of Genesis on Christmas Eve 1968. He spoke with CBS News about it 30 years later.
The Southern Baptist, who had a big convention after our flight, we had about 100 feet of a scroll with the signatures thanking us for reading from the Bible. At the same time, we were sued in the federal court by Madeline Murray O'Hare, who said we were mixing religion with state business.
He died in a plane crash in Washington State. Anders was 90 years old. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us it's the defense's turn in the gun trial of Hunter Biden.
The defense says it may call Hunter Biden to testify next week. Former prosecutor Tom Dupree says that would expose Biden to very tough questions for prosecutors.
When you put the defendant on the stand to testify in his own defense, you're risking opening a Pandora's box.
There are no other defense witnesses, so this case could go to closing arguments by the end of the day Monday, and then into the hands of a Delaware jury.
A final spin of the wheel for Pat Sajak, who signed off from Wheel of Fortune after hosting the game show for four decades.
It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade. And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. Just a game.
He recorded more than 8,000 episodes. I was actually on one of them that aired in 2001.
We need three more consonants and a vowel.
P.
It's one.
M.
Two.
H.
And your vowel.
A.
Okay, uh-oh. You're going to get, no, you're going to be fine. You're going to get a couple of P's, which means you can do this.
Flip-flop?
I think you will, yeah.
A lot of fun. I actually won $43,800. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Polka. That was the Vern Meisner Band. I remember that when I was a kid, and I used to love requesting that on the polka show, too, just because I love trains. Most people do. All right. You are listening to the Sunshine Polka Variety Show right here on AM 1320 WFHR. Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, keeping you company here. Glad you could join us. Some great tunes coming your way. And with Flag Day right around the corner here, we're going to play some stuff for that also. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Right now, though, Golden Slippers. It's a medley from Syl Gretschel in the band.
Golden slippers, I'm going to wear because you look so neat. All them golden slippers, all them golden slippers, I'm going to wear to walk the golden streets.
Medley of tunes there. That was the Sylvester Gretschel Band for you. Mm-hmm. It goes back quite a few years. Yeah. All right. Casey Homo is up next and his Polka Stars and the Baby Shoes Waltz.
Thank you. Herman.
Yes, dear?
Take me home.
Yes, dear.
Herman, take me home. I got a funny feeling, like walking on the ceiling. Herman, take me home. If the lights go out, I don't know what I'm doing. That last one was my ruin.
Dora Hall and Herman, Take Me Home. There's a flip side of that record. We'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to turn to the old Vern Meisner band. He does such a nice job on this. Love Makes the World Go Round. Love Makes the World Go Round. I think it's from the movie Carousel, if I'm not mistaken. and Vern the Meisner in the band. All right, we're going to play one now from Bob Dozek and the band, and it's the Corn Palace Polka. And if anybody had a chance to get over to South Dakota, Mitchell, South Dakota, and check it out, it's pretty awesome. Every year they change the outside and the inside, and it's quite something to see. There's also a radio station on that same street, and I had to stop in there because it was KORN. Corn was the radio station, so I had to stop in and say hello to the people and tell them what I was doing here. They play the newer country music is what their format is, but yeah, it was kind of fun to do that. All right, let's get on with the music, shall we?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. And Flag Day is just around the corner, and I thought we'd play a couple of things here, and I had some other songs in mind, but the first one that comes to mind is the one from Johnny Cash, and it's the Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
promise I meant, but you don't wanna. No, you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, maybe talk, but you don't wanna. No, you don't wanna.
City Hall Polka. Mm-hmm. It's Bob Mastel and the band. Coming up next, we have the Don Peachy Orchestra. And they're going to sing a little song about a broken down merry-go-round.
Sorrow and tears, but all I've left is a breath.
Radio WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Excessive heat in the Southwest and getting overheated can be dangerous. Denise Carmack is a registered nurse in Sparks, Nevada.
They can start acting confused. They can be a little bit agitated. They can even have some slurred speech.
Las Vegas has set a new record high for the second day in a row, and Albuquerque tied its high mark for this time of the year as well. The gun trial of Hunter Biden continues in Wilmington, Delaware on Monday. The defense is considering putting Hunter himself on the stand. Former Justice Department Prosecutor Tom Dupree says it's a risky move.
When you put the defendant on the stand to testify in his own defense, you're risking opening a Pandora's box.
Russia's about to begin naval exercises in the Caribbean.
As U.S. support for the war in Ukraine continues, we should expect Vladimir Putin to continue to flex his muscles on the world stage and to engage in further shows of force.
That's CBS's Samantha Vinograd. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for highs near 69 degrees with a chance of showers. For tonight, clearing out, a low near 50. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy with a high around 70 degrees. Sunny and 70 for Monday, 71 with another chance of showers on your Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Max Inc. Radio.
The piano gal, Marta Hansen, will be rolling her keyboard from Sun Prairie to our studio for a Saturday Night Live concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach yeah, the polka party continues with more music. And we have Joe Prince with his button box coming up next. Going to perform for us the dance hall polka.
Thank you.
dance hall polka performed by Joe Prince on the Button Box. All right, Casey Homel up next. Yep, and he's going to play the Barbara Polka. We're going to have to see about getting another recording. Rough to a rough start. The Barbara Polka, Casey Homel. And with that, we're going to take a little break. And we will be back with our final segment of the Sunshine Polka Variety Show here on Civic Media WFHR. You betcha. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, back with our final segment here on the Polka Party, we have Dick Medko on a kind of a rare 45 recording. And we don't get a chance to play this one too often. It is on the sidewalks of Milwaukee.
On the sidewalks of Milwaukee, it's the greatest place I know, where the people you meet as you walk down the street always smile and say, hello! There's the boys down on the corner where I used to hang around. On the sidewalks of Milwaukee, it's my old hometown.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Polka Party. We're going to play this again on Sunday, I believe. So tune in at 1 o'clock right after the news, and we'll be back one more time. Have yourself a great one, everybody, and have yourself a great Flags Day. Have yourself a great week, for that matter. So drive careful. Wherever you are, we want you back next time.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Play this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.